Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, it's Lee Costello from Sports Joe here. Today I'm going to be talking to two-time All-Ireland winner and former Galway manager, Kevin Walsh. Enjoy the show. Kevin, thanks for joining us on the line. How are you keeping?
Good now, Lee. Good now. Good to talk to you.
I'm glad to hear. Kevin, just the inter-county game, it's always evolving. You know, a couple of years ago we introduced the mark rule. The format seems to be changing all of the time. Next year it's going to change again. There's just different things constantly changing. But I just know that with match officials in particular, it's something that you want to see further developed. And I was wondering if you could explain that further.
Yeah, Lee, I suppose, you know, like you said, there's loads of things changing. I don't say loads, but there's different things are changing, like formats and stuff. But, you know, I don't think we're massively looking at rules and stuff that could be changed. And, you know, where people are talking about how the game has changed and it's so defensive now. And it's just people are playing smarter. And winners are going to be doing that. And I seen an interview recently with one of the Dublin players where they mentioned about how they had a name of playing the total football when they actually just admitted that, you know, that they were playing the smart football, as in 15 behind the halfway line in times when they had to do that. So just, you know, it's kind of, I suppose, the reporting of the late journalism, I suppose, the reports on matches and just don't happen to get that right. I suppose going forward, if the genuine feel that the game of football is hard to watch, or if people feel that, it is incumbent on the rules committee or whatever it is to actually change rules maybe in the game itself to make the game more appetizing to watch, if that's what they feel. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the basketball, or you look at rugby, or you look at the lifting the line out, or you look at the scrums, but they're continuously changing to make the game a better spectacle. So that's something, I suppose, the rules committee can only look at. But, you know, that's something that. But then again, you know, you've asked about officials and stuff. I think there's loads of things that happened there that hasn't happened. And, you know, it can cause problems, and it has in the last while.
Mm-hmm. Well, what specifically in terms of match officials would you change or in refereeing?
Look, I think there's a huge onus on refereeing at the minute. There's so much going on. The game has gone so tactical. Everybody is in the public eye. Every referee is in watch now, and I suppose the high level of training's going in now. It's not a case of just meeting up on a Tuesday and a Friday. People are giving their life away for the football at the minute, and they do deserve the best officials and the best way you can carry out the rules. And how can one man in the middle of the field do that? I'm a long time talking about this, and I've put it in the book on The Visible Game. One man cannot do that. And, you know, I've seen games gone by where, you know, the RTEs or the Sunday games would pick out how really good this referee was because he happened to see something that happened behind his back. I mean, that can be a momentum changer, which isn't fair, because if he doesn't see the rest of it, that other team has got that on the day. So that momentum changer for two evenly matched teams, that can be a decision that can win the game for them. So you've got two linesmen, you've got umpires. Surely they can do more than wave a flag. And, you know, for me, the referee should probably be watching the ball at all times, and the other two linesmen should be watching a half each. And if there's tuggery going on, or if there's pulling off the ball, or the forwards aren't being allowed play, or vice versa, whoever strikes out against the rules, why should someone have to, I suppose, mic into referee? Is there a whistle on the neck themselves and just blow it up? Mm-hmm. Get the guy booked, give a free in, get penalised a point, takes that dirty dragon out of the game. And likewise, we saw our man Galway coming down at the end of the game where there was a bit of a scuffle. Again, linesmen can be looking at that, you know, not going over to tell the referee how good he was in the day or whatever it was, and just wait till the players off the field and see exactly who's done what. Mm-hmm. One set of eyes in, you know, 15 aside, to me, is kind of crazy when you've got the bodies there. So that's something I think just needs to be looked at. And again, looking at the quality of referees we have there, you know, make it accountable that they have a good game. If one of the players doesn't play well, he's probably going to be replaced next week by a player who might be going better in training. And if the referee has to go to that level where we get the best referees for the big games, that has to happen. There's too much going into it at this stage. And even for safety and things that have happened recently, mm-hmm. you know, there has to be more protection for referees. It's not an easy job. But again, referees need to get the calls right, not to cause frustrations on the lines.
So ultimately, you want to be giving the linesman more responsibility and more power, in the sense that they can actually make the decisions rather than just try to influence a referee's decision and give them, like you say, a section of the pitch, one end of it, and even stop play and say that's a red card offence, yellow card offence, black card, whatever it may be.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, particularly in the county games, those guys on the sidelines are qualified referees.
Mm-hmm.
If something is done, why do you have to, if the referee decides, well, you know what, we'll let this go for now, that what is wrong with that? I mean, you look at a basketball game where you have three referees in a small court. Mm-hmm. Every one of them has a whistle. They don't go, look at, you do this. So if there's something that's spotted, in particular if it's off the ball and it's affecting the game, why can they not look at that? They don't need to watch the ball when the referee is watching that. So what they're doing there, really, they're there as spectators like everybody else is there,
mm-hmm.
except when the ball goes off the sideline, they wave a flag. Once, it might go this way or that way. The referee actually can see himself where the ball is going. He doesn't need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're using that linesman at the minute for. For me, it's crazy. Two qualified referees there that should be watching the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm. And then, is there no danger, though, or any fear of sort of too many cooks in the kitchen, too many contradicting, you know, opinions, and too many eyes on the game? But I suppose what you're saying is that it's individualized in terms of they watch this specifically, referee watches the ball specifically, and they just sort of have their individual roles.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, are you allowed pull and drag? You're not. Who's the aggressor?
Yeah.
Is it a referee gives two yellows because two guys happen to be rolling the ground? Why should a guy that wasn't the aggressor get a yellow the same as the guy that started?
Yeah.
So we think that's okay. I don't think it's okay. I think we have to know who the aggressor is and, you know, read the situation. But why should it be the same penalty for the other guy if there's someone pulling and dragging all day?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know it's different and change is difficult. In particular, people that, look, I came to Galway 10, whatever it was, 7, 8 years ago, and I would think a lot of supporters found change difficult because Galway started to learn how to, I suppose, mark space by time and be a smarter team.
Mm-hmm.
Again, change is difficult because we love to see this hoofing up and down. So people are now starting to, respect that and accept it,
mm-hmm.
because that's smarter coaching and, I suppose, just playing individuals getting better at what they do. So change is very difficult. And again, if that happens tomorrow morning, like I'm suggesting to you, I'm sure there'll be loads of people against that because change is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'd still have an argument or a chat with somebody to say, well, why shouldn't at least it be looked at? Because this cannot be a case of, well, you know what, this is my big day today. You will view it next Sunday. That, for me, that's not good enough for trying to get as good as you can from carrying out the rules.
Yeah, and is it cynical play in particular that you think that this would cancel out and just sort of stop the pulling and the dragging and the slowing down the game and it'll be a better, more entertaining game to watch?
Absolutely. And that'll even give forwards more space and give all the guys, now you have a better game. But it's not just that. It's the inconsistencies of a referee. So any referee can decide on a given day what he wants to do. We can pull guys that on the far side of the field for a little tug of a jersey, which mightn't even be there. And as small as a little tug, and yet it can be shown up in a video, oh yes, technically he was right. Mm-hmm. But this goes on 100 times in a game, and yet he didn't decide to pull this four times for against one team. That's four momentum changes, 4 points. That can determine the outcome of a game. And we don't want to analyse, well, was it a good performance by a referee or whatever it was, or was it a consistent performance? And there's just too much inconsistency going. So if a referee is refereeing, he's watching everything on the ball. He's not just taking a chance to turn his head and say, well, I pulled one here to try and stop it. If everybody else knows that linesmen watching this, then you have a cleaner game, you have a better game, you have more space, but you've also got, you have no reasoning for a referee to pull small things one side and not the other. So it's just bringing more consistency to the game. It's not just about, well, let's, this has to be us topping out all the pulling and dragging. That's not what it's about. Mm-hmm. Some of that is part of our game. But it's that we have a consistent approach every game.
Mm-hmm. And then just like other people have made different arguments to try and make the game a little bit cleaner or to make it more entertaining sort of for the viewers' eyes. I know Joe Brawley wrote a column there, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. He wanted rule changes as well, although a lot of them were very extreme. Like he wanted to basically ban the sweeper, positions had to stay in positions, things like that. I mean, do you think there's any scope for that to actually make the game that little bit easier to watch, or is that just, is the officials really where it falls and lies?
I think that sounds great and a great idea and all that stuff, but how do you mark that? Like even if a referee is looking there, how do you define a sweeper? Mm-hmm. How do you define extra men? I think that's totally extreme. I think that's just maybe looking for a bit of selling paperwork. Maybe there could be something like where you have to have 4 forwards and 4 backs continuously inside your own 45, mm-hmm. or whatever. Maybe you can go with numbers like that, but I wouldn't be going like sweepers, that kind of stuff. So there's just a few things like that possibly you could look at. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be very clear on what you're changing, I don't think it's as simple as banning a sweeper. I mean, you know, if you, I don't know how do you, I genuinely don't know how you could actually watch that or patrol that.
Yeah.
But maybe if you have numbers inside a certain line, like as I said, you have to keep 4 forwards above the 45 and 4 backs above the 45. That's leaving the space up front, at least space left now. Then let teams decide how they're going to cut down space. And again, managers who are really tactically aware are trying to learn all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They would love to see rule changes come in because now they've got a new challenge,
yeah,
to try and break down something else.
Yeah.
So at the minute, you know, it's not just a sweeper, it's an organised defence that moves from side to side, and that takes a lot of coaching.
Yeah.
But you can see, I mean, I was at a minor game yesterday morning, and it was a lovely weather. It was a championship. It was in Galway here, and it was a goal to 1-1 at half time. And but again, it was just people are getting smarter now and covering off spaces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you're just saying about the challenge there of managers, say that was to be the case. You had to keep a specific 4 up front, or there always has to be 4 in general in 1 half and stuff. What does that excite you as someone who obviously has been managing for a long time and all the way to inter-county stage to the club game? What about that? You know, is that something you'd like to see in and that would excite you as a manager and try to attempt to maximise it and also cancel it from terms of the opposition?
Yeah, I do. I think there should all be some rule changes. You can't bring in wholesale changes. But you know, I think as managers or teams are starting to beat the system with, you know, and as we feel it has fixed maybe the viewing, I think there's always ways we can just move. I've only made a suggestion off the head to you there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's other small things like that could be looked at. But again, that's for those guys that are, you know, sitting up in the rules committee rooms, that they need to be looking at this type of stuff, and they need to be looking to see what can be brought in, and you know. But maybe there's nothing wrong with our game. Maybe we're too critical. But
yeah,
having said that, if that is the case, it's something we could be looking at. And but I will say, before every rule change is going, I mean, I'm very strong on this. We need a consistent refereeing, and that's not about one man, you know, and he needs consistent help to carry out the game, as far as I'm concerned, because it does cause frustrations, and not only frustrations, but if you have 2 evenly matched teams, I'd be very, the clearest way I can look at this is the one that'll win is probably the one that got a bit of luck on the day, or the calls went for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like we cannot have it down to calls.
Yeah, yeah. And then I suppose like one of the latest things that's been brought in to help referees and match officials is, of course, hockey. No real issues with it up until this season, to be honest. You know, it seemed to have been pretty helpful and pretty smooth, but obviously Galway were the victims of a rash decision in the semi-finals, yeah. It's obviously something that still needs to be perfected, but do you think that's something that can maybe be maximised more? I'm not necessarily saying we bring in VAR, you know, like the Premier League, but if their eyes are there, could they be utilised at a better extent?
Look, I don't think we need to go there, to be honest. I think we've a lot of movement to do first. You've mentioned VAR and soccer. That referee doesn't call offside. The linesman call offside.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching like hawks on both sides of the field all the time. So they're actually already helping the referee. They'll also throw up the flag straight away if they see a foul down beside them, the referee will blow it.
Mm-hmm.
So our linesmen aren't doing this in a minute. There could be a fella half taken clean out of it beside the linesman. If the referee doesn't blow that whistle, the linesman's not blowing it. So we've a long way to go to use our people before we even start talking about VAR or anything else. Yes, and I agree, the Hawkeye thing happened in that match, and it turned out probably Derry were the victims of it, as it turned out, because God, we got the point back on the board and they probably came out. Again, you know, that's more they need to look into. I think Derry had a Hawkeye themselves, a start that wasn't reviewed. So, you know, you'd have to ask your question, should the point really have been given, even though it was clearly a point,
mm-hmm.
but so much time had gone on. So that opened up debates again. You know, was Conor Glass's one a point, or was it ever reviewed?
Yeah.
So again, was that fair to give one back if the other one was over? And I don't know that question, but again, it's just left too many unanswered questions again on that. So, you know, and it would have had a big bearing on, I suppose, the mentality of going out at halftime, and all of a sudden you find yourself a point, you're up, you're a point was given back. So that was definitely something that was very badly handled.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, to your point, Lee, that we'd be looking to bring in the likes of VAR or video stuff, because in fairness, I think we need to use our official first, but not you.
And then just last question on that, let's talk about, like, if it was to be implemented, say, in the common inter-county season, where does it start? Does it start, you know, grassroots level? Do we start getting more people in the sideline involved, or for linesmen, and then into the club level, and then progress it that way? Or do you start from the top and work its way down? Because obviously there'll be more numbers of county games,
yeah.
and more hands on deck and sort of thing. And do you trial it in the league? You know, what's the best way to sort of implement it?
Well, look, I think it would start at the top first, because in fairness, that's where all the massive effort has been put in. I mean, that's where people are handing their lives over to GAA. And again, that's the ones that are we say in the public eye all the time. So I think that's important that we start at the very top in county games, because we have the bodies for that. We have the referees for that. They're all still sitting there. Agreed at the minute. If you go down to junior C in a club,
mm-hmm.
will you actually have the bodies there to carry out that? Not at the minute, I would think.
Yeah.
But then again, we don't see the controversy down there as much, because some of those teams at the minute, if it's the third team in a club, they might just be playing for a lot of social type of thing. They don't necessarily need that. So not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be starting at the very top. And work down. I mean, there's just too much effort going into the game at the minute, and it's something I'd like to see. It would be at least reviewed, and you know, and even when there is games like that going on, like you mentioned rugby and soccer early on, if the officials are having poor games, mm-hmm. they will get demoted,
yeah.
down to another level. And again, is that happening in GA? I don't see that. It's almost you're being rewarded to go out again next Sunday, regardless how you do it. And again, there has been, you know, there's been games where they've been very poor officiating. So I just think we need the overall picture, the whole lot needs to be looked at. And how can we, I suppose, help our referees,
mm-hmm.
and how can we protect them? And again, the more bodies that are given a license to have a look around. I mean, rugby is 15v15 facing each other.
Yeah.
Gaelic, there's so much going on behind their back. It's there's no offsides. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to do, and still the linesmen in rugby have more power than what they have in GAA. I don't understand why we can't, you know, just have a little look at this and move on it very quickly, because you know, you can call it could be some raw deal out there for counties and you're out.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously, like, the review system is almost obsolete. You know, a referee gives a red card, it's pretty much always appealed, and more often than not, it's overturned. Do you think your idea of having the linesmen and stuff involved, because there'd be more voices to back up the opinions and more of an agreed consensus that maybe these appeals wouldn't get overturned every single time, or would it affect that review system in any way?
You know, I think it certainly has to help it. Mm-hmm. I think if they're working together, it has to help it. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff overturned this year, and you know what? I haven't seen them close enough to even comment on them, but I know. But it sounds like, you know, that whatever's happening is not working for whatever reasons. So either was the mistakes made on behalf of the referee, or was it just someone happened to get off on technicality? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it doesn't sound like it's working 100% as it is anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. Gavin, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Lee. Best of luck.
Thanks to Gavin Walsh there for joining us on the line. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll be joined by another fantastic guest. See you then.